As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, January the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. Kind of short on solutions lately, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Won't find much else on that website except the chat room, but it's there for you. becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast if you're in the Austin, Texas area, or have unlimited long-distance access. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Excuse me. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local and internet audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals bounce higher in early trading. White metals are gaining the most this morning. We'll talk about that in a moment. Chinese masterclass to visit the plantation. Yeah, that's happening. The Jewish state within a banking elite. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report. Excuse me. Kind of jumping into my lungs there. I'm going to our market report for this morning. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we find gold trading up $13.20. It's eased back a little bit from there. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago, gold was up $13.20. Trading at $1,374.70 an ounce. Silver up 60 cents at $28.92 a troy ounce. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,821 an ounce. And palladium up $14 this morning, trading at $806 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,363.70 for a low, $1,377.40 for a high. At $1,374.70, your gold was up $245 year-to-year for a 21.68% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, set the price at $1,368.75 an ounce. It's trading above that now. And the SPDR gold shares, not too much action happening there this morning. They hold 1,259.33 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on the street at $55.3 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now reaching back to Friday, closed on Friday up 55 at 11,787. Of course, the markets were closed yesterday. The NASDAQ on Friday closed up 20 at 2755, and the S&P was up 9 at 1293. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendova.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Tuesday, January 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, in review of our market report, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $13.20 a troy ounce at $1,374.70 an ounce. Silver up 60 cents at $28.92. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,821. And palladium up 14 at $806, fulfilling the prophecy that the precious metals, the bright metals, the white metals, it would be your platinum, your palladium, rhodium, etc. All that going to be, and your silver, going to be shining on as we go into this first quarter of this year. They're definitely making better gains than gold. That's there's no doubt about that. Again, Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday was closing up at up 55 at 11,787. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 27.55. The S&P 500 closed up 9 at 12.93 this morning. Crude oil off 29 cents a barrel at $91.25 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. Dollar Index, the Finex product, Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, the USDX, off 48 basis points at 78.89, just in time for the Chinese delegation to arrive in America. But that impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. We find the Canadian loonie off 1 basis point, yet trading now above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.01. The Mexican peso finally dipping under a multiplier here of 12. It's the multiplier here this morning is 11.9747 pesos to the dollar. You can pick up pesos at 8 cents a pop, but it's definitely on the bright side of 8 cents now, moving up three basis points in early trading. The euro up 0.72% or 72 basis points at $1.35 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound moves up 59 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.60. And the Swiss franc strong and strongly moving up another 0.69 basis points at 0.69% or 69 basis points at $1.04 U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year treasuries, the yield on the U.S. treasuries bonded indebtedness is 0.57%. The 10-year is at 3.30% and the 30 at 4.50%. Of course, that does, as we always say, impact the mortgage markets. Anytime you see a change in the 10-year, you're going to see a change in the interest rates for the mortgages, where this morning we find on the fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year, moving down from 4.37% to 4.03%, and the 30-year moving down from 5.02 a month ago to 4.74. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 47.54 ounces of silver. We'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. A little bit of action happening this morning after yesterday's holiday in the Econoday website. We can see the economic calendar for this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is displayed on Econoday, but there's nothing for Friday. I don't know what's up with that. Probably get something in there later, but this morning we'll have the Empire State Manufacturing Survey out, which we'll go to, the Treasury International Capital out, Housing Market Index is out at 10 o'clock. That would be now. And then a couple of bill announcements that will come after that. But let's look at this Econoday report right now for the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. Of course, this is Empire State, that's New York. And what they were looking for here was a range, a consensus range here of 10.0 to 20.0. The consensus was for 14.0. It came in at 11.92, so it was below expectations. Here's their highlight. Manufacturing activity is accelerating in the New York region this month, according to the Empire State General Business Conditions. Well, if you can believe anything that comes out of New York, well, you've got more confidence than I do. Their General Business Conditions Index rose more than 2 points to 1192, a reading well over the break-even zero level and slightly above December's revised growth of 9.89. New orders show significant acceleration to 12.39 versus December's 2.03, so they're getting some inventory requests in here, some new orders. The gains, however, are from far from straining the supply chain, they say. I'll just say that again for you. The gains, however, are far from straining the supply chain, a factor that points to limited gains ahead for employment. Unfulfilled orders extended their long run of contraction, while deliveries continue to speed up, not slow down. Inventories at a plus 4.21 show a build this month, but follow a run of draws. So they've got a little bit of a bump up. Things look a little better, but it's not looking all that together bright. Employment did rise in the month to 8.42, but the slack in the unfilled orders and the lack of pressure in deliveries suggests that existing capacity is sufficient to meet production needs. Still, they say this report, especially the new orders index, is positive for the outlook, hinting at an incremental gain for the nation's manufacturing sector during January. Well, that's that report. Here's another one. The Treasury International Capital. These Treasury data track the flows of financial instruments into and out of the United States. I imagine there's a considerable amount of inflows, flows of financial instruments inside and out of the United States. Instruments tracked include the Treasury securities, agency securities, corporate bonds, corporate equities, and then so on and so forth. I would imagine they're going to want to check Hu Jintao's luggage and see what he's bringing into the United States with him and his delegation. Foreign demand for U.S. assets has been very strong, with net term securities transactions up $85.1 billion in November. All right, foreign demand for U.S. assets has been very strong, so when people tell you nobody's buying our debt, well, be careful. The breakdown shows foreign purchases of $93.9 billion offset by a U.S. resident outflow of only $8.8 billion. Foreign investors show across-the-board demand in the month, led by a strong gain for treasuries, and including gains for equities, corporate bonds, and federal agency bonds. So they're buying our debt. They're buying our debt. And that's what's going down right there. Let's go back in here a little bit further. Had massive browser trouble today. I've got computers locked up all around me. Something is unusual about the Bloomberg website. I don't know how many of you have experienced the same sort of thing, but Bloomberg is just not. Their website has got so much stuff embedded in it, and crawlers and creepers and flashers and players, and I don't know. It's always just, you know, pinging you, clicking you, tracking you, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, but there's a lot on that anyway. But let me see. I'm just stalling here while I... Let's see. Let's go to this one. I had tons of stuff up on the browser for us, but they don't want to load. Let's go to this one, Bloomberg. Goldman fails to see the hype that derailed the Facebook sale. And a lot of you probably heard about that Facebook proposition that Goldman was going through. It didn't go, all right? It didn't work. Goldman was going to buy Facebook. It didn't work out for him. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc.'s decision to scuttle a sale of Facebook, Inc. shares to U.S. investors show the bank miscalculated by trying to privately offer stock in a company with more than 600 million users. Let me say that again for you. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc.'s decision to scuttle a sale of Facebook, Inc. shares to U.S. investors show the bank miscalculated by trying to privately offer stock in a company with more than 600 million users. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So there's a little bit of a trouble with Goldman Sachs anticipation here with Facebook. Let's go into this article a little further. Kind of revealing. Let us learn a little bit about what their trouble is and what they're trying to do. You know, when you look at a company as big as Goldman Sachs and then you look at something as big as Facebook, you can understand why they might be having some problems. But in a statement yesterday, New York-based Goldman Sachs said the sale, first reported on January the 2nd, of course we reported it then, will be restricted to non-U.S. investors because, quote, the level of media attention might not be consistent with the proper completion of a U.S. private placement under U.S. law. All right? People are looking at this thing and scrutinizing it, and they're concerned about all the media attention. No doubt about that. Continuing, U.S. securities law restricts advertisements and solicitations of stock offered in private placements, a type of sale that requires less disclosure because only sophisticated investors can participate. So I guess that rules out me. I don't know about you. I don't consider myself to be an investor at all, and I certainly wouldn't buy any stocks or bonds, and even in Facebook. The prohibition clashed with the public interest in Facebook, an internet social network whose creation in 2004 is the subject, got so much going on in these browsers here, unbelievable. That prohibition clashed with the public interest in Facebook, an internet social network whose creation in 2004 is the subject of a hit movie, The Social Network, that won 4 Golden Globe Awards on January the 16th. You would have thought that this was an issue from the start. They should have realized this up front, said Peter Hahn, a lecturer in corporate finance at Cass Business School in London. Quote, if I invited my 500 best friends to a party, would it be a secret? The answer is no. It's kind of just one of these things, these rule benders, Goldman Sachs, you know. The rules don't work for them, the law doesn't apply to them, so on and so forth. The setback comes 6 months after Goldman Sachs, the most profitable firm in Wall Street history, paid $550 million to settle a civil fraud charges brought by the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission over the 2007 sale of a mortgage-linked investment called Abacus. Now, this is not the same as Timberlake. Timberlake was the one that Bernie Sanders says was a shitty deal, you know, quoting them from their own emails. But the firm said it made a mistake by failing to disclose to investors that a hedge fund was involved both in structuring the investment and planning to bet against it. The bank is scheduled to report 2010 earnings on January the 19th. So this one paragraph inserted into this article is just kind of like a renewal of our understanding of what's really pending and what is really impacting Goldman Sachs these days. All right, offering documents. In the Facebook deal, Goldman Sachs and funds managed by the firm agreed to invest $450 million in Facebook, along with an additional $50 million from Russia's Digital Sky Technologies. And you're on Facebook this morning. Well, my, oh my. Anyway, before the bank began soliciting wealthy clients, Russia's Digital Sky Technologies. Doesn't that give you a lot of confidence, man? Anyway, a 4-page offering document that was provided to wealth clients, to private wealth clients in early of January and obtained by Bloomberg News said that Goldman Sachs could at any time reduce its Facebook stake through hedging or sales without notifying investors. The same document said that investors in the special purchase vehicle or special purpose vehicle would be subject to quote-unquote significant restrictions limiting their ability to sell stakes. Would anybody get involved with this company? I mean, you know, burn me once, you know, shame on you. Burn me repeatedly. God, pull these guys' license to do business. And embarrassment? More information about the offer, including the rejection of the Facebook deal by some Goldman Sachs funds, was contained in a longer, quote-unquote, private placement memo made available to clients subsequently. The whole thing, frankly, this is a quote, has been an embarrassment to Goldman because this was supposed to be a private placement, said William Cohen, a Bloomberg television contributing editor who is writing a book about the firm. Quote, it's turned out to be extremely public. I think they're trying to do this under the wraps, you know? They're trying to do this behind the curtain. But the little Wizard of Oz, Lloyd Blankfein's scheme, was found out. David Wells, a spokesman at Goldman, declined to comment. The firm, led by Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein, 56 years old, said its decision not to proceed with the U.S. offering was, quote, based on the sole judgment of Goldman Sachs and was not required or requested by any other party. Still, some securities law experts said that they thought that the SEC probably influenced the decision. Well, that's a rather interesting article, and it's lengthy. It continues more. But if they hear, Goldman's U.S. clients will be disappointed. So, you know, that's where they're at. A whole bunch of stuff going on in the browser this morning that I can't understand. Pings that never stop pinging and all kinds of other stuff going on. I want to see if we can scroll around here a little bit and find what I wanted to find about Hu Jintao. Here we go. Let's take this one. I don't want to go to that one, but we'll go over here to politics anyway. Bear with me, folks. I had this all set up for you, and it just like fell apart right before the broadcast. Let's go. Try this guy right there. Open this fellow up right there and go with it. Hu Jintao. Who, not when, not how, but who gets a full state honors as visit displays Obama's dueling views of China? In other words, the usurper is flip-flopping. I hope that the delegation attending who don't read this article. Barry the usurper often portrays China as an economic boogeyman. Haven't you heard about it? You know, he's, you know, remember back down there in the Macondo Gently Weep stories? Where the usurper was going to go down and walk around on the shore. He was going down to to Louisiana to kick some ass. Remember that? Those were his words. That's the president of the United States going down there to kick some ass. Well, he bad talks the Chinese all the time, too. But they're going to come to Washington now. We got the plantation owner coming over to the plantation, and maybe we'll see who's got the licking stick. But with Chinese leader Hu Jintao in Washington, the U.S. president will pivot. They call that flip-flopping, you know, they got a swivel head, you know, bobble-headed doll baby, emphasizing China as a partner in a marketplace, right? I don't know whether who's going to buy this hooey, but he might. Who arrives in Washington, not when or how, but who? Who arrives in Washington today for his first state visit to the U.S. with Chinese executives, including those from auto parts maker Wangxiang America Corporation? Before he leaves the U.S., he will be the guest of honor at a formal White House dinner, tour a Chinese factory near Chicago. Okay, he's going to tour a Chinese factory near Chicago and meet with U.S. business leaders from companies such as Boeing Company and General Electric. Of course, they're cutting deals. He's got a big briefcase full of deals, and he's cutting deals. He's all over the place. They're buying. They're going to buy out all the rest of Idaho while they're here. Maybe they'll pick up two or three thirds of Colorado. Who knows what all they'll buy. They'll buy the rest of Chicago. Maybe they'll go over and, well, who knows what town they'll buy next. The itinerary, which is a business focus, much like the usurper's trip to India in November, is an illustration of the importance both countries place on their economic relationship and meshes with the U.S. president's goal of boosting exports and spurring job growth. Where, Barry? Boosting exports? Yeah, I don't think so. Spurring job growth? In China, maybe. Jobs equal trade equals China, said Charles Freeman, a specialist in China studies at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies. All right? Jobs equal trade equals China. Wow. All right. I guess the only people on the planet that would buy our stuff is China. Maybe. Maybe not. The economic relationship between the two countries marked by more than $400 billion in annual trade. Well, we'll have to figure out what's the problem with that right after this.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, going back to the Bloomberg article here, you know, and sharing with you just a little bit more of this. This economic relationship between the two countries is marked by more than $400 billion in annual trade. It's complicated by disagreements on issues from human rights to China's enforcement of intellectual property rights and what U.S. officials say is the artificially low value of China's currency. You know, and of course, everybody's talking about the yuan, you know, becoming the new reserve currency for the planet. And, you know, this is complicating international relations, to be sure. But nevertheless, keeping pace. Back to the article. Obama and members of his administration have frequently pointed to the dual aspects of the U.S. stance toward China. During and after last year's congressional campaign, the usurper warned audiences that the U.S. must keep pace with China's drive to modernize its infrastructure and education system and develop alternative energy sources. They're playing for first place, and we need to play for first place. Somebody needs to get Barry the usurper out of his basketball mentality and into the mentality of the chief executive officer of what used to be, formerly, the greatest country on the planet. Anyway, Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, you know, with all this first place, we need to play for first. Barry, everybody might be able to play, but not everybody's going to win. You know, only the winners win, Barry. Sorry to tell you that, break the bad news. The community organizer spent a little bit too much of his life playing half-court basketball in Chicagoland. Treasury Secretary, little Timmy Geithner, said last week that China presents enormous opportunities for the United States and for the world. Are these guys ever going to tell us anything about what's going on between the United States and China? We don't get it in the news. I surely don't. But its size, the speed of its ascent, and its policies are a growing source of concern both here and in the countries around the world. Let me get a paintbrush and start writing some truth on the walls for these imbeciles. I guess he had it right originally. Adolescents and children are running the country. Well, there's more to all of that. Let's jump over here. Rich raise consumer spending with little help from the middle class. This article off Bloomberg, collaboratively writing Shabana Chandra and Anthony Feld. Rich shoppers are driving an increase in consumer spending. Okay, rich shoppers. Well, you know, that's what they do. They decorate, they spend extravagantly. Heard an article the other night, read on another network. Maybe it was on this network, on another broadcast. So many, it's confusing. About how the Chinese are buying like $1,200 or more, or maybe it was even $120,000. 12 comes into mind, but it was a huge figure. Bottles of wine, and they're not just buying them and putting them in, you know, storage someplace in their wine cellar. Oh, no, baby. You just rip the top off, yank out the cork, pour a glass full, and belt it back. How'd you like to sit down to a $12,000 or $120,000 bottle of wine and just drink it, you know, like it was a shot of brandy and Benedictine? Wow. Anyway, rich shoppers are driving an increase in consumer spending, bolstering a recovery that masks reluctance among the less affluent Americans to join in. So you got the top 1 or 2% of Americans who control 98 or 99% of all the wealth in this land. And they're out there just, you know, going like the Vanderbilts and the Astors, you know. Everything in gold gilted and blah, blah, blah. They're just spending up a storm. At the same time, we got 6 or 7 million unemployed out there, and a lot of them are living in tent cities. Well, sales are up at Tiffany & Company, if anyone could care, and Coach Incorporated, buoyed by a demand for $6,000 diamond pendants and $1,200 leather handbags as a stock market surge pads the wallet of the wealthy. All right? At the other end of the economic spectrum, the article continues, Walmart Stores, Inc., the world's largest discount retailer, reports that everyday Americans are living paycheck to paycheck as they await an improvement in job prospects. The heavy lifting is being done by the upper-income households, said Michael Feroli, a former Federal Reserve economist who is now the chief U.S. economist at where? J.P. Morgan and Chase and Company in New York. They're the only ones benefiting the most from the stock market rally, and they're spending. All right? What a problem we have here. The uneven progress in household expenditures, which account for about 70% of the economy, help explains why Fed policymakers likely will keep interest rates near zero and complete a second round of Treasury purchases, he said, using plain English. Unemployment averaged 9.6% last year, the highest rate since 1983, even as the expansion gathered speed. I wonder if I could read the news for America on the worldwide shortwave so that I could talk like this to the East Indians and the people in China that follow our broadcasts. Consumer purchases reflect bigger gains among high-income households and financial pressures on those of more modest means. According to the minutes of the Fed December 14th meeting, Feroli estimates that the top 20% of wage earners account for about 40% of the spending. Got the idea? And then it continues, talks more about imbalances and things like that. Now, Hu Jintao, he's over here in the country with all of his entourage, and they're going to be visiting with various people. As the previous article mentioned, they're going to go and talk to GE. And General Electric is to announce Chinese projects yielding $2.1 billion in sales. Jeffrey Immelt here is the chairman. General Electric Company plans to announce Chinese rail, aviation, and energy projects yielding at least $2.1 billion in sales during President Hu Jintao's visit to the U.S. this week. The joint ventures and orders include high-speed rail, locomotives, power turbines, clean coal technology, and avionics. I guess Hu Jintao brought along his checkbook. I'm going to be buying some stuff in America. And they're going to do it. They may support about 5,000 jobs, including from U.S. suppliers, the Fairfield, Connecticut-based company said. Doesn't say that 5,000 jobs in the United States, but they may support about 5,000 jobs, including from U.S. suppliers. GE's China sales are rising at about 20% annually and should grow in the high double digits. Now, again, you go back up, look at Walter Burian, CapitalOne.com, and CorporationNation.com, and just take a look at who owns all the stock shares, and they own plenty of Apple, and the teachers' unions, and the fire departments, and the police chiefs, and the county commissioners, and all the pension funds. They own plenty of GE, and Microsoft, and Merck, and all the rest of them, and Pfizer, and the whole nine yards. And they're investing in Chinese projects, not in stuff happening in this country. GE's rail division, based in Erie, Pennsylvania, will sign letters of intent tomorrow, that's today, for ventures that may bring in $1.4 billion and add or preserve 2,000 jobs, including an order for 500 exported locomotive kits, now they're not sending the whole locomotive, and related services at $350 million, GE Transportation CEO Lorenzo Simonelli said in an interview. Lorenzo Simonelli, I wonder if he's a Jesuit. Anyway, great progress. GE and the CSR Corporation, China's largest maker of rail vehicles. I wonder if these are going to be the high-speed rail they're going to put in 30 miles worth of over in California. Kind of goes around and back. Yeah, exactly. Here it goes. GE and CSR Corporation, China's largest maker of rail vehicles, signed a venture announced in December that includes a plan to invest $50 million for high-speed rail lines in California and Florida. All right? These are like these little monorail jobs that go from point A to point B, and people barely get settled in their seat before they get out. But it's a high-speed line, right? Goes 20 miles, 7 miles, 9 miles. And then they continue and says, this is great progress. We feel good about the emerging markets. Of course, this morning, another article on Bloomberg, where Jerry Brown, is dumping California debt on the cities of California. All right, dumping it back into the counties, back into the cities. But they're still going to go ahead with these miniature high-speed rail lines that go from nowhere to nowhere very far away. GE, which doesn't currently make high-speed trains, will compete with Siemens, AG, Bombardier, Inc., and other makers through the venture, which may create about 250 jobs. Yippee, skippy, 250 jobs, you know. That's not even adding one Johnny Bull cleaner at all the McDonald's in America. GE is the world's biggest maker of jet engines, locomotives, and power generation equipment. GE Energy, based in Atlanta, expects to sign a five-year agreement today with China's Huadian Corporation that should result in the sale of 50 auto-derivative turbine generator sets. 50 of them. Wow.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So, of course, we need to understand, you know, when we're looking at China and bringing out all this information about China and their important role in the world politics as it is, let's just remember who created China, all right? Who was it that betrayed Chiang Kai-shek? Who was it that held the Japanese out of China? Who was it that supported Chiang Kai-shek and then betrayed him and brought in Chairman Mao? Making possible this long-term Chinese stronghold over here, all right? Communist Chinese Chairman Mao, who has been financing all of this development, you know, as a developing country, as one of the people in the United Nations and so on and so forth. Well, I think it's just been our banking cartel internationally. So we shouldn't be too surprised when we start seeing all of these kinds of articles coming up. Here, who, not when, we'll get to him in a moment. How's not in the news this morning. Chinese President Hu Jintao said greater cooperation with the U.S. on economic and security issues must include recognition of each nation's sovereign rights as he rejected American arguments for yuan appreciation. So they talk sovereignty, sovereignty, sovereignty from time to time, whenever it's convenient politically, but how much sovereignty exists in this international global new world order. Who will arrive? It will be who. Who will? Who will? How do you like the way they write that? Who will arrive in Washington tomorrow for a state visit? Said the two nations should abandon the zero-sum Cold War mentality. We should abandon the zero-sum Cold War mentality. He cited trade, energy, and terrorism as areas for strengthening cooperation. Terrorism. It's like, you know, parking your sub off the shores and shooting off a ballistic missile. You know, terrorism. System of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. He cited trade, energy, and terrorism as areas for strengthening cooperation, according to a transcript of answers to written questions from the Wall Street Journal, that would be the CFR's front piece, and the Washington Postal. All right? So that's very interesting. We should respect each other's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and development interests as they buy more and more of Idaho. Yeah, respecting each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Who said inflation can't be the main factor in determining yuan gains? He said after U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said January the 12th that higher prices in China will lead to necessary exchange rate adjustments. Allegations of unfair Chinese treatment of foreign companies, the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to jailed dissident Liu Xiaobo, and China's refusal to condemn North Korea's shelling of a South Korean island have been sources of tension since Barry the Usurper visited China in 2009. The biggest achievement for this trip will be a strengthening of mutual trust and setting a tone for future strategic development, said Lui Qin, a researcher at the China Institute on International Studies in Beijing, or Beijing, or Peking. This visit serves as a connection point for the next generation of Chinese leaders and will lay a solid foundation for the next 10 years. Of course, they're planners there. You know, this is the whole idea. You've heard about the 5-year plans, the 10-year plans, the 25-year plans. It's part of the communist process, all right? Chinese, this is another article. Now we're going to go away from who and visit with when. When targets, not who, but when, targets abnormal lending at the start of a year as China battles inflation. This off Bloomberg News, all right? Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao pledged to counter abnormal credit growth after speculation that lending may have surged by as much as a trillion yuan, or $150 billion, in the first 2 weeks of this year. Wow, $150 billion in the first 2 weeks of this year. The government will also ensure overall price levels are basically stable in the first quarter, Wen said in a statement after the State Council met to discuss a governmental work report and the next 5-year plan. Now, most of us have no plans that extend out any further than noon, maybe lunch. Maybe we've got a dinner date or something for this evening. But these fellows are into 5-year plans, 10-year plans, 25-year plans, and longer. China, the fastest-growing major economy, is seeking to contain the threat from inflation after banks flooded the financial system with money to drive a recovery. The nation faces net inflows of foreign exchange through 2015 as its trade surplus persists, the currency regulator said separately today. Of course, it's been part of the many years plan that China would be the manufacturing center of the world in the 21st century, and we need to face that reality. Quote, if liquidity remains excessive, the inflation situation may worsen as rapid price gains spread from food to other items and asset prices shoot up. Kind of sounds like the news we're reporting about the United States, doesn't it? Well, sounds that way to me. Authorities will use multiple monetary policy tools resolutely, implement controls on real estate markets, and aim to prevent abnormal lending at the beginning of the year. Wow. Sounds like the same news that we have going on over here. Goldman Sachs Group said on January the 14th that lending may have reached 1 trillion yuan in the first 2 weeks of 2011, citing checks. Checks. Citing checks with commercial banks. That would compare with 481 billion yuan in December. All of your checks are inventory and database and everything that you buy and everything that you sell. Unless you're doing it with the old full and a half green and warm and fuzzy U.S. dollars, it's being tracked. It's being traced. It's being databased. It's being used for all kind of statistical analysis, right? And that's where it's going. In the next hour, we're going to go into this concept a little bit further out of Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes. Because I'd like to share with you some information that I found here over the last couple of days as I'm reading my way through this. We'll start picking up the thread with the more moderns. You know, we could talk about the Astors and the Vanderbilts and, you know, they're all on they're all now news anchors and commentators. But the J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, these guys are all still major players, and they had their start long ago in graft and greed and corruption and bribery, buying judges, killing judges, buying congressmen and killing congressmen, buying presidents and killing presidents. And this is the way our country began. It's the way the middle century lasted. And it's the way this century is going to be run as well. Having to dive into a rather lengthy discussion of the flowering of the Morgan fortune, we start here. He, and again, not who or when, but he, this would be J.P. Morgan, not his father, Junius. This is J. Pierpont Morgan. He, the respect of the mercantile and financial classes for Morgan's proved ability. He was a rather precocious lad, sharp as a wit, and an unusual kind of a facial defect. Made him look absolutely fierce. He was fierce in stature. He was fierce in attitude. And unlike a lot of the limp-wristed pencil pushers and pencil neck geeks in the financial area and the legal area, this J.P. Morgan was a bit of a fierce fellow. He'd get right in your face and put his ugly face in yours. Quite imposing. But the respect of the mercantile and financial classes for Morgan, of course, he's not like some of the early financial greats. He wasn't, you know, raised himself up by his bootstraps. He went to college. His father, Junius, millionaire. So, J.P. Morgan, he had a little bit of a head up. He also had a good Rolodex he could tap into. But the respect of the mercantile and financial classes for Morgan's proved ability grew proportionally with each new display of his capacity. And, of course, there's really nothing that we're going to hear about J.P. Morgan that wasn't just pretty much standard fare. Buying and selling, you know, senators and mayors and county committees and things like that. This is how the captains of finance and industry rule the roost. Of course, even in these days, if you sold so much as a loaf of bread or a handkerchief as a small fry, you know, you would do serious time or maybe just be killed. But that was never the case for the wealthy. Presently, we find a contemporary biographer saying of him that Mr. Morgan made himself universally respected as a financier. Well, they had the same spin machine working in the news then as they do now. We'll be back, hour number two, straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of this morning's broadcast, went through a variety of news, kind of just stumbling along with a really reluctant browser. But as we go through that, we moved into and just started into a discussion now again about J.P. Morgan. We're going back. We're going to visit with a little bit more out of this history of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers. This is a modern library edition, originally copyrighted in 1907, published then. And the edition that I have in front of me right now is a 1937 modern library published by Random House Incorporated. Very interesting fellow, Gustavus Myers. You might go up and browse around, see if you can't find perhaps a copy of this for yourself. I'd like to have this book reprinted if they're no longer available anywhere, because it gives us so much background information, absolutely valuable. Of course, Gustavus Myers, as you can find on Wikipedia, if you go up and check with that, look at who he was, you'll find as a young man he was a populist and then became a socialist. But in the roll-up of the National Socialist Workers Party, he started to turn away from his socialist ways and thinking. But nonetheless, he was a muckraker. And, you know, we talk about muckraking a lot. You can go back and visit with Mother Jones and some of the people that began the muckraking careers and so on. And this is what we do a lot on these broadcasts. Each and every day we just go through the muck, wading through all this disgusting filth and try and bring things to light that will help us to understand the world we live in. He was doing it. It's his time. But when he finished this book, he found that it was exceedingly difficult to get it printed. It was a suppressed material, much the same as, you know, we have Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. It was exceedingly difficult for that book to come into circulation. And if it wasn't for people like Dr. Stan and others that made it possible to actually publish it and bring it all together, why, we just wouldn't have it, you know? Rene Wormser's great book, The Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. There's so many out there that have been quashed and squished back into the background, just like this book, that if it weren't for us, you know, diligently preserving and bringing forward. Just the other day, we hear about, you know, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer all coming under you know, sanction, you know, for the choice of the words they use. Well, the words that they used were words that were used commonly in their day. Why wouldn't they use it, you know? If they were talking about the New World Order and the police state and having the jackboot on your face in things that we wrote today, would there be any right or reason 25 or 50 or 100 years from now for somebody to come in and take those words out of something that I wrote or spoke? No, absolutely not. But anyway, fortunately, we have this book preserved, and one of our listeners donated it to my library, so I share it with you. But again, we see that the respect for the mercantile and financial classes for this is J.P. Morgan, John Pierpont Morgan. All right? His father, Junius, already a wealthy man, you know, and J.P. got a good start. The respect, again, of the mercantile class and the financial classes for Morgan's proved ability grew proportionally with each new display of his capacity. Presently, we find contemporary biographers saying of him, now presently, we're talking 1907, all right? A contemporary biographer. You look at these people that write, you know, My Life and My Struggle and all, you know, Bill Clinton's biographers and the stuff that was written by Ron Paul. It wasn't written by Ron Paul, it was written for Ron Paul. And then we have all the biographers out there. And so the biographers always paint this rosy picture. And here, Gustavus Myers writes, presently, we find a contemporary biographer saying of him, Mr. Morgan made himself universally respected as an able financier in 1869 when he came out victorious in a memorable struggle for the control of the Albany and Susquehanna Railroad, which had fallen into the clutches of Messrs. Fisk and Gould. And we'll pick it up right there, right after this.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, before we go any further with this, let's jump over here. I notice we've got a call on the board. Let's go to our caller in the 212 area code. Good morning.
212?
You're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling from Denmark.
No, you're not. This is Jeff Snake Man. Bye. Okay, so let's go on. If you want to call in, folks, you're welcome to do that, all right? But let's not play any games. This is a live broadcast. So let's go back over here and go there. I don't think so. Anyway, I don't trust that call. Let's go on, continue, disruptors. The respect once again, blah, blah, blah. We went all through that. What we're going into is Mr. Morgan made himself universally respected as an able financier in 1869. When he came out victorious, if we will. Let me see if everything's still running right. Yeah, we're doing all right. When he came out victorious in a memorable struggle for the control of the Albany and Susquehanna Railroad, which had fallen into the clutches of Messrs. Fisk and Gould. Now, if you haven't studied Fisk and Gould, all right, it's well worth your time to look into, because Fisk and Gould became, you know, in part of this whole rollout of the expansion of railroads in this country. These guys pioneered all manner and sundry of financial trickery and skullduggery in the use of the expert use of the financial markets in the and the stock markets, and driving up the buying into a company low, and then driving up the value of the stock shares very high, and then bankrupting and then rebuying the companies, bilking the U.S. and all of the various states out of massive amounts of money down into Pennsylvania, etc., trying to get a hold of all of the coal and the natural resources that these railroads were servicing. All right. So it's a really big and an important time period. You know, we read the article with GE getting involved with high speed rail, all right, et cetera. So this is very fundamental information, because this is how the financial die, if you will, was cast in this country. The contest was waged not only by litigation, but also by force of arms, and Governor Hoffman called out the militia. Fisk was eventually dislodged. Again, this is a fight over the Albany and Susquehanna Railroad. This is not, you know, some kind of a war, but these guys were so well connected that they could actually get the governors to call out the militia to put an end to strikes. You know, it's, well, anyway, there's just more. There's a lot more to that. It had not taken long for Morgan to arrive at the point where he was, quote unquote, universally respected. Right. That's it. Universally respected. By universally, the writer of that eulogy meant among Morgan's class, the opinion of which was held to be all inclusive. And so, when you're dealing with bankers, we're talking about Lloyd Blankfein, we're talking about, you know, J.P. Morgan, we're talking about Citigroup and Wells Fargo. Up at the upper echelon, when you're not constrained by law, if you're above the law, when you're dealing with the Rothschild banking interest, when you're at that level, it really, really doesn't make any difference what your techniques are if you, as who was it that said it? So well, a while back, in this new legal and economic order, profit good, loss bad. So this conditions that earlier understanding insofar as that we can see that it has almost always been universal, that profit good, loss bad. And if you're in the upper echelon, it really doesn't matter. I mean, if you have done the most heinous thing and you triumph, and you're able to keep the spoils of your war, everyone will applaud. You'll get the golf claps. If you fail, or if you lose, you know, if you're a Bernie Madoff, then you don't get that. You get the ostracization of your group. So it's rather interesting. Continuing. And it's hard to explain this. I'm at page 554 in this book. All right, I've got a lot on my mind in the background here of what has led us up to this. But this has been a continuing phenomena from the time the colonies were settled. Continuing. It had not taken long, again, for Morgan to arrive at that point where he was universally respected. By universally, the writer of that eulogy meant among Morgan's class, the opinion of which was held to be all-inclusive. But what was the real nature of this railroad business which made Morgan so universally respected, he writes. What great public service, if any, did he render? What was the special merit involved in his overthrowing of Gould and Fisk and his getting control of the railroad in question? Now understand, at this level, these guys were not at all interested in running railroads. Not even remotely. All right? Now let's try and go back. Well, we've got a break coming up. Stay on the line. Jim in New York will bring you up right after the break. Right? They were not even remotely involved in the day-to-day hands-on operation of these railroads. One was, I believe his name was Huntington. The rest of them, no. They're just financiers. eulogist writers failed to give us any enlightenment on this point, but what they omitted, public records supplied to certain or to some extent. Now, once again, we're not dealing with somebody's opinion pieces so much. Of course, he has an opinion. We all do. But what sets Gustavus Myers apart in these writings is the resource material that he works from. He's going right into committee reports, congressional hearings, information of the day that are behind. It would be similar to us going in and looking at this credit default swaps and getting the information that has been dredged out by, you know, Drudge and Zero Hedge and other people and the commentaries of Jim Willie and the people who really dissect this material as opposed to just going to some biographer's material. Had either Gould or Fisk on the one hand or Morgan on the other built the Albany and Susquehanna Railroad or provided the funds for its construction, question mark? Not a mother's son of them, he writes. This line, later a part of the Delaware and Hudson Railroad, had been built with public funds drawn from the treasuries of New York State and of various counties and municipalities in that state. At least $1 million of the $45 million drained from the public treasury in New York State for the building of railroads had gone into the construction of the Albany and Susquehanna Railroads. And so we may see something very similar to that when we have GE and China coming in to build railroads in California, these high-speed rails, all right? They just bleed the people dry. The project tours create these false, phony, in-paper-only construction companies. Then they drag out the construction process. They're always over budget. They're always beyond their time limit. And they just sit there and milk and milk and milk and milk. They don't care whether the railroad ever runs an inch. They don't care whether it ever runs at a profit. That's not what they're in there for. The usual pilfering process marked its building. Large sums were stolen in various forms of graft. And as in the case of the Erie Railroad and other railroads, the state was cheated out of much of its loans. Then, the group of capitalists in control watered the Albany and Susquehanna stock and manipulated it for speculative purposes until they were ousted by other capitalists who then repeated their manipulating methods. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's go back to the phones now with a caller that we can recognize here and go live to Jim in New York. Good morning, Jim.
Hello there, Will.
How are you doing
so far?
Well, thanks.
I'm doing well. Very cold here in upstate New York, man. Very cold. Yeah, and on top of all the Ponzi schemes, everybody knows that the railroads or anything like that possess, they accumulate power, the ability to, you know, change local policies wherever they're going to go, or, you know what I'm saying? They can change, you know, they have enough power back, you know, once everybody realized, I mean, this really started, these railroad wars started here in New York because...
They sure did.
It wasn't just that, the canal war started here too. There was Clinton's Ditch, then Erie Canal.
Yeah.
They all took, you know, just loads and gobs and heaves of money from the state treasuries, but Jim,
it wasn't just the money. You know, I mean, if it was the money, that would be something we could deal with. But it was the vast amount of land. I mean, they were taking millions of acres of land, you know. And so when they got it, Jim, they were getting it as grants, patents. That means that they could conceivably still own it today.
Well, yeah, and you find it all the time. Actually, you know. Even now with the new thruway systems, if you are going to put in a thruway exit somewhere, you have a lot of clout. You know what I'm saying? And if you are on the committee that's going to close off a thruway exit, you get a lot of clout. You can go to them communities and you yield a lot of power, especially when it's a community where when you pull off the thruway, there's 47 truck stops, you know, 400 hotels.
Well, we had a place here in Southwest Missouri. Highway 71 comes down along our western border of the state, and there was this developer bunch that were trying everything that they could do to build a upscale high dollar. It's called Mountain Ridge Estates, upscale high dollar subdivision bedroom community for Bentonville, Arkansas, which you know is the hub and the home of Walmart. And so what they were trying to do was to convince the governor and the Missouri Department of Transportation to land a off-ramp, you know, an interchange for them, just so that they, within just a mile or so of the entrance to their subdivision, just so that they could become the premier bedroom community for Bentonville, Arkansas. And they had, you know, so much energy directed towards that it was unbelievable to watch. But it was fortunate that our governor sensed the graft for what it was, and he put the kibosh on it.
Right. Right. Well, I wonder if that's what's going to happen in California. Because, you know, suppose they do bring in, I mean, it's the same thing. Gosh, this whole circle of Ponzi's works with every industrial complex we have. The private prisons go into a community. Could be a community that they just closed off a thruway on-ramp to. You wait 5 years until everybody there's dirt broke and all the businesses are closed down, and you go and build a private prison, and they love you, and they love it that you keep arresting people to put in that prison, you know? So when anyone when any one single entity or group of people, you know, monopolize like you know, they have done with all of the businesses, including Walmart. Walmart can have a community completely shut down just by, you know, like you said, they can influence where an on-ramp goes or an interchange goes, and you know, especially if they're a tourist community, or a lot of communities on the thruways and the interstate systems are only there because of the truck stops, because of, you know,
well, wherever a Walmart goes, you know, there's a little satellite, a clutch of businesses that come with them, you know, like a McDonald's and a Brahms and a Dollar General and a video store and some things
Lowe's.
Like that. Yeah, these things come. Yeah, and Lowe's. Okay, so here up in Monette, which is not a very large town, it's fairly good size, but there was a Walmart that came in and they basically just leased out an old grocery, and they installed themselves there, and they stayed there for about 10 or 12 years. But then they decided
another
to put in, until they had broken the city center, until all of the small town businesses on Main Street were broken. And then they moved from there about a mile and a half outside of the city limits and built a super center. But in order for them to build the super center, they had to put in a big new water tower, and they changed the whole road, the highway section there, from a two-lane road to a four-lane with controlled intersections and turning lanes and the whole nine yards. So you can see the power and the influence that they have.
Yeah,
and so
I
guess
I was a young child.
Just briefly. So really, I mean, the reason for going into this avenue of discussion is that we become so focused on the, you know, the left right controlled opposition, the established two party political system, that we sometimes lose track of just who's really driving this machine. And I think that corporation nation really,
corporation.
Yeah, that corporation nation DVD, it was so profound that Richardson put together. It really gives us a window into who is actually driving all of this. And I'm, of course, it's these corporations and their lobbyists that then bring in and keep in office all of the politicians.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, I was, I had that video and I'm going to watch it. And, you know, the American corporations, the companies, the corporations that Americans say, you know, identify with, IBM, GM, you know, Ford, these companies, people, don't you realize that these are the companies, we were in Vietnam, companies like GM and Ford were funneling money straight in, they were building parts for Russia that was sending them straight into North Vietnam. I mean, these companies are not our friend. They've enslaved our entire generations and futures to come.
Absolutely.
I mean, people.
The Kama River Ford factory in Russia during World War II.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes even, I mean, it was American companies. Well, actually, these companies aren't even American anymore now. I mean, they're probably all multinational. And they're all, without these, with, say, four or five corporations, I was talking about them earlier, you know, Nazis couldn't have happened. The Russian, you know, communism couldn't have happened. North Vietnam couldn't have happened. Probably North Korea couldn't have happened. And we're identifying as Americans with these filth, with these scum, like these are great American companies, we have to save them. They took bailout. GM took bailout money, built a plant in Brazil, and then fired thousands of people in Detroit.
I know. I mean, if we look at it.
And that reverberated all the way to New York State, because New Process Gear, there's all kinds of little companies that build parts for GM, and just it turned into thousands of people all across this whole Northeast.
You know, so
and we bail them out. And
so we're looking in the, you know, it's like trying to find love in all the wrong places. We're looking in the wrong places when we go, and we're looking at, you know, the politicians. I mean, that's the obvious. That's the puppet put up. But what we really need to focus on are who are the families that are really controlling. I went up on a website one time and looked at Nathan Rothschild and the French Rothschild family and the pyramid of corporations that they control. There's stuff all through my house that are, you know, were created by companies that they control. You know, and it's
almost everything you look at.
Yeah, it's obscure names, you know, like your Brita water filter or this or that, or you know, the most weird stuff, you know, and you go, my God, what is this? You know, and
the adhesive on everything, you know, 3M. Is that an American company?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably owned by Rothschild somewhere.
Well, I'm going to go into that. I'm going to go into that a little bit in the second segment here, the last segment of the broadcast, and I think you'll find it rather interesting.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll just finish up then real quick, so you can finish your show. You know, when we were we're roughly in the same, you know, within a generation of each other. When we were young, and the small towns that we live in, a person could finish high school and then stay right here and work and live and raise their family, but not anymore. So, you know, thanks to Walmart moved in. There's nothing in my town anymore. You can't work here.
That's
exactly yards.
That's exactly right. Thanks for the call, JJ. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Yep.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Let's go right back to the phones, to the 972 area code, and say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Well, this is not the caller. I'm calling from Denmark. This is Nikki.
Nikki, thank you for calling.
Thank you, William, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well, first-time caller, I've listened to your show a couple of times, 3 times, actually. And tonight, I just wanted to share some thoughts with you from this side of the pond, as you put it, and talk about a little bit of geopolitics and economy going on over there, and the issues you brought up earlier with China and Europe and stuff. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
So where do you want to start? You are starting to talk about China and stuff like that. I've heard some news, you know, some people talk about, you know, Chinese are buying European bonds and everything like that. Well, you know, it's true. One thing I was thinking about was lately, I was looking back in economic data here, and I went way back when the euro was, the idea came up then. And the whole idea was that the euro should be around, what, 0.8, 0.85 of
$1. When it first came out, that was just about where it was.
Exactly. That was the whole idea behind it. And everybody was in agreement with that. And then the whole issue, the presidency of Clinton and everything, and then the war started and everything, and that started the collapse of dollar. So what you see right now, I mean, one thing worries me today, you read the economic data, and the rise of euro again, and that is, I mean, as you know, I mean, everything's going on the same island, in Portugal, Spain, still euro is rising. Think about one thing, what would have happened if those economies weren't crumbling like they're doing now to euro and dollar exchange rate?
Well, one thing that we can dial into this, though, you know, is to look at the long-term picture. You know, when they set out to create, well, I'll start here at the European Coal and Steel Union, the idea of starting to develop this unified front in Europe again, a United States of Europe, and the creation thereafter of the financial instrument for that, the euro, which of course not everyone wanted to see in the first place. But this is the long. Yeah. These are the step by steps towards the unification of all monetary systems under one household. So we should have expected or anticipated that the U.S. dollar would come under attack once the euro was fairly well established. And I would say that the British pound every day is always strong. The euro is gaining strength. The Swiss franc is doing better against the U.S. dollar. But the U.S. dollar is in decline, and its decline is reflected in the increase of the foreign exchange rate on the euro.
Well, if I may now, by the way, I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room on JK. anyways, I want to say there are a couple of important things here. As we remember all those bonds that Chinese bought, all those dollars that they bought?
Yes.
The whole idea, the whole concept was, I'm a very wise man, believe me. I am a consultant, so I know what I'm talking about. You sure understand it. You know, what Chinese did was, I mean, the whole concept was when they sold all those dollars to Chinese were that, what are they going to do with that? You know, they got a piece of paper, there's a dollar, what are they going to do with that? They come back. That dollar is going to come back sooner or later, back to U.S.
Yes.
What happened was, after the crash and everything, Chinese said, wait a minute here, why do we do that? Let's go buy Africa with those dollars. And that is exactly what they've been doing. If you go forward, if you go from South Africa, it's British, and then you go from all the coastline and go up, and if you look at the Chinese investment in those areas, you go, what did we miss here? Exactly. Those dollars probably won't come back. Forget them.
Yes. Have you been following the Sudan partition election?
It's part of my job, sure, yeah.
Okay, and so in my research of that, I agree with you. I came across a lot of articles that show a very profound and increasing influence of China in that coastal area of Africa. They are trying to find more places to be able to secure rare earth minerals in quantity where they can mine that and be effective players in the green energy marketplace, which will be...
Yeah, Mike, if I may interrupt you, just a quick thing. I don't know if you saw that big news today. It was hidden in Financial Times and stuff, but it was brought up someplace. Did you see the numbers that Chinese invested in the third world last year?
No.
$110 billion. It was $20 billion larger than what World Bank invested last year.
Yes. Yes, and we could expect...
Check it out.
Now, one of the things, let me throw
exactly.
this...
Exactly.
Let me run this by you and see how you think on this one.
Sure.
And that is that with all of the bonds that they're buying, let's say the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, but most of the corporations in China I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say most of the corporations in China were built with subsidized funds from the United States by U.S. corporations as they outsourced our manufacturing base to China. So I think when we look at Chinese and the Chinese economy, what we're really seeing is a mirror image or a reflection back of those U.S. assets and European assets that are now under the face of China. They put on their slanted eyes and their yellow face and the inscrutable nature of the Chinese, but yet they're still operating under the color of Chinese businesses as internationalists.
Yeah, I agree with you there, William, partially, because the other part is that all those movements of smaller jobs, whatever you want to call it, Walmart jobs, you know, making cheap toys and stuff like that, you know, all that booming that started in China. That economy, Chinese target for that, Chinese have changed their economic policy. They're not going that way anymore. They don't want to go that way anymore. I mean, if a European company, large European company, wants to go to China now, say, okay, you know what, I have euros, let's buy some companies. No way. It's not that easy anymore.
Yes.
They don't want that kind of investment anymore.
Yes, that's
they've
what they
changed their.
That's what the article
that
we read this
their
morning.
Target.
Yes, that's what the
exactly.
article that we read this morning. They're looking at this with all of the foreign investment is driving up their inflation, which they don't want because they have far too many people
exactly.
in their system to be able to deal with high cost of living. So until such time,
forget that, William.
Go ahead,
William. I agree with you on one thing. Don't forget one thing. Chinese do not have a Federal Reserve like you guys. Chinese can push down and strictly, easily, their central bank can push down the demand easily. And people won't say zip.
Have you looked at
Federal
the...
Federal Reserve is corrupt.
Have you looked at the Bank of China? Have you looked at the Bank of China and the people that are involved in that? It's the largest commercial bank on the planet now.
Yes, it is. And the bank, Agriculture Bank, did you hear that news like a couple of months ago? They came up with this big IPO.
I think I did read that article.
It was like 6 weeks ago, and they came up with an IPO. They want to push it down the price, you know, they push it down to $25. And some advisor said, oh, probably going to be like $12.50 because it's like uncertain. It came out, you know, it jumped like crazy. So, you know, they're just getting the money from everywhere because nobody wants to invest in U.S. dollar, and they know that. And just the only thing is that how the landing is going to be, unfortunately, for U.S. dollar.
Yes.
I think that is probably the only thing keeping people out.
Well, it's going to be an interesting time, you know, and I know it's a Chinese curse we live in. But
William, I just don't want to take more of your time. You know, I would love to have some sort of like one of these short segments with you, 5-10 minutes, if you would like to, just to have some sort of other views. I mean, I'm a person, I'm a realist, that's my job, and I say what it is, and I'm saying truthfully. I'm not the financial guy that way, I'm going for money and stuff like that, absolutely not.
Well,
the only reason I'm doing that is because I've studied there. I love my Ohio because I studied there. I still go there every 2-3 times a year. And I just want to be of some sort of help. And I thought maybe you, because you are a knowledge person, and I thought maybe I could share that with you and maybe 5-10 minutes with your... So, you know, you say, okay, what's going on over there in Europe? What
well,
do you
that,
about
that, that would
so
be... That would, that would be fine with me anytime. You know, you've got my email. It's on the website, bblhost@centurytel.net. You can shoot me an email or else just call in on the first hour of the broadcast while we're doing
it. Are you sure you're not dropping me off this time?
Well, we've had a troll. We've had a troll plaguing the network for a while, and so I'm trying to be very careful about that. But you could call in the first hour of each broadcast. You know, that's usually the financial segment. And we'd gladly, you know, get your perspective because we need to take the
I think probably maybe around this hour maybe it's a good idea. I mean, it depends on you if you want to talk to me before that or not. If you want to have extra time on it or not,
sure.
We could do that. I mean, that's why I'm going to send you an email and then we can chat there and do it fast. Because,
very good.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on very fast.
Very good.
And let's do it. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. We're right up against the break. We'll be right back, folks.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we've returned and sliding into the last segment of today's broadcast. Didn't cover anywhere near the amount of territory I wanted to with this. We'll continue it again tomorrow. I think it's fascinating. So I'm going to jump forward a little bit away from where we stopped with Gould and Fisk and getting into their first major battle and the mortal battle with J. Pierpont Morgan. Because as I was reading through this, I came across two names. Now, maybe our callers from this morning already would be aware of who these two people are. But very, very, very interesting. And it's just one of those things where you just have to read and read carefully and read slowly to find this kind of information. But I'll give you the sentence that was the heads up to me. And again, this, we're talking about Morgan. We're talking about the Bank of the United States, etc. But here's the sentence. And to give merely one instance of many instances of the methods of powerful bankers during Morgan's early career, let us consider the case, and I don't know how to pronounce these yet, but I'll just make a shot at it, Bischofsheim and Goldschmidt. Okay, Bischofsheim and Goldschmidt. Now, very unusual names that I have never seen before. I had never seen this Bischofsheim, and I'm fairly well-read, but I'd never seen that before, especially I hadn't seen that in relation to our country and our banking institutions. And so I went into my own encyclopedias, and I couldn't find anything on them at all. There were some articles about Goldschmidt's, but not this one. And it's interesting because he says Bishop Schein and Goldschmidt. This is just Gustavus Meyer's writing. And you could conceivably use an ampersand, an and sign, there, just as appropriate, like J.P. Morgan, ampersand company, all right? But it threw me. I didn't know who it was. So I went up on the Wikipedia, finally, and this is what I find here. Jonathan Raphael Bischofsheim. And then it continues. He talks about when he was born, April the 26th of 1808 in Mainz. And he died in February the 5th of 1883 in Brussels. Was a Belgian banker. Now, whenever you come across bankers and banking and all of that, and especially European bankers and banking, it really piques my attention because having studied the credit mobilier as much as I have and knowing that we're talking about railroads and all of that, and when we're trying to understand how is it that these, you know, bootstrap Americans, you know, raise themselves up, I keep looking for the ties. We found one with Vanderbilt, where one of his daughters married into the nobility of England, for instance, and then after that relationship dissolved, then she went on and she married a French general and built another mansion over there, all right? So they were always looking for some way of being able to increase their bloodline, if you will, increase their status by marrying into the nobility of Europe and England. So Bishop Schein is rather interesting, a Belgian banker, a businessman and a philanthropist. He descended from a Jewish family and was endowed with an exceptional European network. Interesting phrase, is it not? An exceptional European network. On June the 11th of 1832, he married Henriette Goldschmidt in Brussels. And together, they had four children, and then he continues with the children. In his career, he co-founded the bank of Bishop Schein and Goldschmidt. He played an important role for the finances and the institutions during the early years of Belgian independence. Bishop Schein was a director of the Banque de Belgique and was one of the founders of the National Bank of Belgium, the regional tramways, and managed the communal credit, Dutch something here, and something else, all in foreign language. Together with his brother, he founded a predecessor of the Paris Bank. From 1862 until 1883, he was also a liberal member of the Belgian Parliament. So now we've got bankers in government, and was influential in the development of other of the public education network. The very interesting stuff starting to develop here. So then I went up and I did some more browsing around, and I came to this book. It's a Google book. It's an e-book available, and the price has gone up overnight, by the way. A History of the Jews in the Modern World by Howard Morley Shakar, or Sakar. And I'm just going to give you this one lengthy paragraph here to give you an idea of the intergenerational, interbred nature of the banking institutions in Europe and in America. Given the importance of these networks, it was hardly surprising that the marriage arrangements among these Jewish, and I don't know how to say this word, Massenets, were negotiated as carefully as royal alliances. Now, I've told you before, you know, mentioned about Mayor Amschel Rothschild, Bauer, with his five sons and his five daughters, and that, yes, his five sons went on to become central bankers themselves. The five daughters, of course, were very carefully parceled out. And see, the phrase here, the marriage arrangements among these Jews were negotiated as carefully as royal alliances. Nothing's done by accident. Everything's done according to plan. Louis Raphael Bischofsheim, the son of Raphael, the founder of the immensely powerful, getting a little stronger now, aren't we, of House of Bischofsheim, dutifully married Amelia Goldschmidt, a sister of Benedict Goldschmidt, a prominent Frankfurt banker, Frankfurt on Main, now we're in the Rothschild backyard. Soon afterward, the House of Bischofsheim was transformed into Bischofsheim and Goldschmidt. in his Europe-wide financial transactions, Louis Raphael then acquired vital support from his nephew by marriage, Ludwig Bamberger. Director of the Bamberger & Company and a future co-founder in 1870 of the Deutsche Bank. Interesting. Jonathan Bischofsheim, Louis Raphael's brother and partner, settled in Brussels, marrying there into the opulent Hirsch family. The marital claims extended further yet. In ensuing years, Benedict Goldschmidt of Bischofsheim and Goldschmidt sired 10 children. Imagine now how this would grow. One child, Leopold Benedict, married Regina, a daughter of Jonathan Bischofsheim. Another, Maximilian, married Minka Carolina, the daughter of Baron Wilhelm Karl von Rothschild. Of the daughters of the old Raphael Nathan Bischofsheim, Amelia married the banker August Bamberger of Mainz, whose son, Heinrich, married the sister of Baron Moritz de Hirsch. A second daughter of Raphael Nathan Bischofsheim, Clara, was the wife of L. Cahan de Avengers, one of the directors of France's powerful credit mobilier mortgage bank. Now, we can continue, and will, in the future, but the point of bringing this out is so that we can understand then that when the St. Simonians, and of course you all know who St. Simon is, he was the mentor, he was the the mentor would be the best, of Auguste Comte, the founder of sociology. And Henry St. Simon, many claim and credit him with being the founder of French socialism. Henry St. Simon, of course, fought alongside George Washington at the Battle of Yorktown. He was the last that was awarded the Order of Cincinnatus for service in the War for Independence. All right. Henry St. Simon. But Henry St. Simon and his followers, the St. Simonians, came up with this really interesting idea of canal building, railroad expansion, railways, coach lines, and telegraphs, all right? Locking all things up there. And that they would get the nobility and get the countries, the states, to underwrite their expansions, and yet they would control the ownership position. Now, this credit mobilier was a brilliant idea. And when the St. Simonians themselves, central bankers in Paris, started to unveil this scheme, it came to the attention of the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds and the St. Simonians were locked in a tongue-and-fang battle, and the Rothschilds prevailed, the St. Simonians perished in the incident, but credit mobilier went forward in France, and then after that, in America. And so this whole model that was set forth over there was replicated here and becomes the foundation, if you will, of the great intergenerational wealth, the creation of the state banks, the federal central banks, and the great railroad companies, and the foundries, and the factories, and the misery of the Industrial Revolution. Back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.